This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3.
Was I right?
About what?
Is that Smooth Criminal?
The Clean Bandit.
The Clean Bandit. Dang
yeah,
it!
Clean Bandit. So close.
Not really.
Close, though. Apple? I mean, Criminal Bandit.
God.
What's that?
Criminal? Was that Fiona?
Yeah, Fiona Apple.
Mm.
No, Smooth Criminal is Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I really thought that
was the name of the
criminal.
Band.
I
yeah.
don't know.
It's like that. It's close. Clean.
My bad.
Clean Bandit.
I don't have the.
Got away clean.
I don't have the thing in front of me.
It's okay. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, man. It's like crazy engineering time in this place right now. Trying to
this
figure
Scott
out the
Budman
hell's going
train
on.
Wreck of a segment is absolutely hilarious.
Thanks, Scott.
Then yeah. when you finally get him on, of course he can't hear you. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Now it's something to do with our delay unit, so we're working on it. Brian's here now. Brian's got it under control. But between Brian and Bryn, I'm sure they'll figure the whole thing out.
So we can have Scott Budman at 8:30?
Maybe.
Can we, Brian?
Maybe. We'll find out. He can't hear you.
Yeah, we're gonna find out soon.
We'll find out soon enough and we'll
I texted Brian yesterday, are you gonna be at work tomorrow? He's like, why?
Just in case. Just wondering.
No, because I was bringing him some lasagna.
Oh, lasagna. I saw you made lasagna over the weekend.
Yeah.
What fun.
For yeah, dinner Brian, later this week.
Lasagna coming up. Right now, if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697, you instantly want a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers December 12th at the Oakland Arena. Listen again at 205 and 405 for your next chances to win. So Anthony's got the phones. Call now, and you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. I'm a sucker for you. Okay, let's do the album charts. New music comes out on Fridays, and a week and a half later, we see how all these albums did. There are a few new records in the top 10. At number 10 is Young Thug. So much fun. 28,000 copies of the Young Thug record. At number 9, new, is Old Dominion, debuting in 9th position with 31,000 copies. Number 8 is Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 32,000 copies. One by one. Taylor Swift's Lover is 7th place with 35,000 copies. Forever and ever. DaBaby sold 40,000 copies of his record called Kirk for 6th place. Boy, there's some swears in there. Number 5 is Summer Walker, a record called Over It, 60,000 copies. Young Boy Never Broke Again, AI Young Boy 2, is number 4.
Man, that is...
a lot of words.
Well, I Never Broke Again is a bold statement to add to your name.
Well, you know, you gotta dream big. You know, nobody wants to be drunk again. I mean, broke again. Or drunk again.
Boy.
I had a weekend.
There's a slip.
Coming in at number 3 is a record called Pony from Rex Orange County. This debuts in 3rd place with 70,000 copies.
Let's I actually really like this kid. It's pretty cool.
Rex Orange County.
This song is called 10 out of 10.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to assume this guy's out of Orange County. Rex yeah. Orange County.
I don't know. I think he's from England.
He does. He's saying can't.
Originally.
And I can't do this and I can't do that.
Alexander O'Connor.
That's the guy's name?
An English recording artist and songwriter.
Huh.
He grew up in somewhere in England.
Rex Orange County. I wonder where the Orange County thing comes from. Anyway, Pony's the name of the record, and it debuted in 3rd place, 70,000 copies. Some people were hip to this. Hollywood's Bleeding, the Post Malone record, is number 2 with 81,000 copies.
This guy, he is good.
And brand new, at number 1, debuting in 1st place, his 9th consecutive number 1 album, which ties him with Eminem, is Kanye West. Oh. Jesus is King. 264,000
wow.
copies.
Let's break it down.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And Kenny G makes an appearance.
Yeah, awesome for him.
Oh, I hate the sound of that horn.
You do?
It's too...
horny.
Brittle.
Oh, brittle.
I'm going to take out the highs.
I like it.
I do too.
I'll take off some of the highs so it's not as piercing, but it's still...
Does stab you right in the eye, doesn't it?
I feel like it stabs me in the heart.
Oh,
in a
does?
Good way. Yeah, in a good way.
And we're back.
Like it brings out, I like it.
Drunk of Barry Manilow's.
Oh,
sing
his,
a different
his
song
door's
when
open.
The slammer closed.
Shut your door. Hear that?
Hear it?
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding.
That's the dinger from your door. In yeah. your car.
Oh, that's right.
Doors
People
open.
Said that last week.
Or your
yeah.
seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, right.
One of those. It's a car
Put your
alarm.
Your seatbelt on.
It's a car alert. So 264,000 copies of Jesus and King. Jesus is King. Kanye's only album not to be number one was his debut, which was in 04, The College Dropout, which debuted and peaked at number two.
Which is one of his best.
So this is it. Ninth consecutive number one album. Ties him with
is that the one with Jesus... Jesus walks in and also through the wire.
I think so. I
he
think
was in an was... auto accident and his jaw was wired shut, and he did one of the songs with his jaw wired shut.
Oh, what does that sound like?
It's super
You're
interesting.
Like,
yeah. Yep.
See, I know it, but
yeah.
He was a
neat story, and unfortunately, I don't know what's happened.
Well,
I don't know what to
he's
say.
He's just become humanity's greatest artist. Hands down, it's just a fact.
All right.
I mean, that's what happened. I gotta say, I've liked a few of the things that are on there, and there have been, like, that last Kanye record, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Mm.
This is direct. On Friday, we were off, and that's when the new music comes out, and I looked at the what was released last week and thought the one thing I really sort of wanted to give a listen to was the new Hootie and the Blowfish. This is their first album in 15 years, and if you know anything about Hootie and the Blowfish, their debut album... Is
Cracked Rearview Mirror?
It's like one of the biggest selling records of all time.
Well, we had to add it at the rock station I was on because it was the
big.
Most widely played record going.
Yeah. It played on so many different formats and just was everywhere. There was a year there where you couldn't get, if you wanted to, you couldn't get away.
I loved it.
Did you?
You did?
Oh, God. Had that on complete rotation in my car, I think, and at home.
So what's funny is, you know, Brynn is a young guy, so 15 years ago, the dude was a teenager, and was not paying attention to Hootie and the Blowfish. And I think that first record, that first really big record was like early 90s, right?
So he was 90s, I don't know when exactly.
But so he was like a 10-year-old when that thing came out. So he looks
Name the songs off it, though.
Hold My Hand.
That was the first.
94. Big.
94,
yeah.
So, I only want to be with you.
Oh, yeah.
When She Cries.
I don't know.
You would know that. Yep. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, I'm looking it up now because I don't remember anything else.
You remembered those letter first cry. Few?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Time, I remember that song.
Is it Let Her Cry?
Just Let Her Cry. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's one. And that's all I really remember, but if... Oh, I love this song.
So in the early 2000s, I guess the band broke up because that's when he became a country star.
Mm-hmm.
So when he looked up the band for me this morning, I'm like, oh, let's listen to the Hootie thing, you know, just hear what that's all about. He looks it up. He goes, oh, this country guy? That Darius Rucker?
He knows him.
I'm like, yeah, that's Hootie, man.
He's a part of that band?
Yeah.
I know Hootie and the Bull.
Sure,
super
of course
popular,
you heard of
so
them.
I know about them. But
you didn't realize.
And I don't know their songs that well.
I think
but.
They were just here a couple weeks ago at Shoreline, and I looked up the tickets, and they were so expensive. I'm like, I'm not paying that much.
How much?
A couple hundred.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. For decent seats.
Man, tickets for concerts are so out of control.
They
You're
are.
You're not kidding.
They
ridiculous.
Are. Yep.
Sit up in the nose.
All the charges.
Can't even
I
see
know.
What's going on down there.
Right, Ben?
$1,500 for what?
Yeah, that's not a concert.
Nothing.
That was a play.
Darn.
Anyway, there's a new Hootie and the Blowfish record that came out on Friday. It's called Imperfect Circle. It's their first album in 15 years. It includes a song co-written by Chris Stapleton, because of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hold On. Did you grab that one?
Sure did.
All right, let's hear the co-written by Chris Stapleton. Is he on it?
I don't think
they don't
he
say
is.
Their guests because no, there's another one by Ed Sheeran on there that we're gonna. This is Hold On?
Yes.
All right. I don't find it offensive in any way.
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
I
could see the people in the crowd going crazy over it.
Sure. Yeah. There's another song on there co-written by Ed Sheeran. It's called Wildfire Love. Let's hear what this is. A brand new song from Hootie and the Blowfish. They're back, everybody.
All right.
Is
it me or is it the 3 craft brews I've had? But these guys sound great. Aren't they incredible? Can't you see the concert? You can just see it, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh boy.
So good.
Did you grab anything else? Southern stuff going on there.
Yeah.
I got a country twang to it for sure.
One more. Okay. If you want to hear it.
It's called Rollin'.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Wonder if Jane likes us.
They're going to do great.
Of course they will.
They're going to sell a lot of tickets. Good for them.
Oh, that's funny. Correct review.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's a little taste of the Hootie and the Blowfish record. We didn't get to it.
Genius.
Unbelievable. Christmas is almost here, Vin.
Uh-oh.
I know. I'm very excited. Bless you. What do you have to tell me about that?
Well, Steve Perry of Journey, formerly of Journey fame.
You know, it seemed like a big comeback was on the way, and then he never came back.
Well, his Traces record became his initial top 10 solo album, entering the Billboard 200 at number 6. And he was, you know, all excited about that. He thanked fans for receiving those songs with such kindness and saying there's more to come, including Christmas music. And guess what? It's here. It's called Silver Bells, his latest Yuletide single. Mm.
That's not my favorite song. I mean, Silver Bells.
Of all the songs?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Is it? You like it?
I like it. Okay. It's fine. Yeah. Let's hear Steve Perry's rendition of it.
You love it. Look at you.
Got his voice, you know? There is something about it.
I know. I don't like it, though. You going to be singing this with Tommy?
No, I'm not going to do it with Tommy.
Sit down.
All right, so there you go. That's Steve Perry's newest Christmas song, Silver Bells. Journey, without Steve Perry, of course, with Arnella Pineda. They are hitting the road in 2020 with the Pretenders. We have dates May 27th in Concord at the Pavilion and May 30th in Mountain View at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
Oh, wow.
So if you are looking to see Journey, all the classic Journey songs, but without Steve Perry.
They did great when they toured with Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And I think they...
And Bad Company? Was that the third
I don't
band?
Remember.
Oh, no, it was Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Santana. Mm. Remember we saw it? Over
No. They just more recently did a tour with Def Leppard.
Okay.
So that show that... My daughter, Isla, who just turned 6, was on my shoulders.
Right.
Barely able to talk and just clapping along. So that was...
With her headphones on.
4 years ago? 3 years
Probably.
Ago?
Probably.
Quite a while, yeah.
3 years ago. Mm-hmm. More recently, they toured with Def Leppard and sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
So they did real good.
They're going to tour with the Pretenders, who I'd love to see again.
Yeah.
And we got a couple dates coming up in May.
All right.
Rivers Cuomo has a song today. It's from Netflix's Green Eggs and Ham, which I guess is some new show that they're doing. It's the animated version, or maybe it's just a movie. Dr. Seuss's classic children's book, which if you're a parent and you've ever read that to your kids, it is monotonous. But your kid will love it. So he's written a theme song. Well, they're calling it the show. Theme song for Netflix's new animated show, Green Eggs and Ham. It's called Backflip, and here is what it sounds like. All right. So, I guess the show's called Green Eggs and Ham, and it debuts on Netflix on November 8th. So, this weekend features a voice cast with Michael Douglas, Diane Keaton, Keegan-Michael Key, and more. There you go. Your first listen to Backflip. Kelly Clarkson, who is so busy. She's a busy person. Mm-hmm. She does a daily talk show where she does something called Kellyoke, which at the beginning, you know, she's just got to sing. The girl's got to sing. She's a singer. So before she starts the show, or as she starts the show, she starts with like a cover of, you know, some old song or what.
Does she finish with, let's hear you do that, Ellen?
I was thinking the same thing.
Why don't you try dancing. That, yeah. Ellen?
Well, if she wasn't busy enough, she's got a Las Vegas residency lined up. She announced it on her talk show Friday. And so instead of doing Kelly-oke, she did a little montage of all her songs reminding you of how amazing she is.
Uh-huh.
Just so you remember.
She's
Were you able
great.
To find that?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right,
here
let's
it is.
Hear it. That's my favorite Kelly Clarkson song.
Ah, it's so
I love
good.
This tune. Oh, here's the one.
Oh, yeah. For the first time. Yeah, yeah. What I want.
So, in case you needed a reminder Dang. How amazing she is.
She's yeah. totally lip syncing. If you're not watching this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is
no,
she?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, she's throwing in some and yes.
She's a great singer.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That's
she's bragging
worth the trip.
Right now is what
oh,
she's
totally.
Doing.
And she
right.
should.
And you forget how many hits she has.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So that's worth a trip to Vegas. When is this?
This is starting April 1st. She'll be performing at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. And yeah, I know. I would go.
I would
see
make
that.
A trip for her.
What I was going to say a minute ago, and I got sidetracked, was I think Journey just did a Vegas stand.
That is becoming the thing to do, isn't it?
Why not?
Right. You don't have to move the whole production.
Our guy
right?
Allen.
Mm-hmm. Bananas.
Bananas.
Sure.
Bananas
oh, here's
are large.
My thing.
Went there to help them get their sound set up.
Oh, wow.
So that's the only reason I know. But right. he was like, yeah, they're doing a stand. I don't know if it's over or it continues, but.
Maybe it's there for a while because their tour isn't starting until a little later.
That's a move.
Yeah, for sure.
Go Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, you go. Maybe she'll
go
be doing
Kelly.
Her. Maybe she'll
go
do
Kelly.
Versions of her show, her talk show from the stage at the
Las Vegas
place.
Well, that makes total
place.
Sense.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to go back and forth, and right. the production just follows her.
Yeah. Why not? Do it
Wow,
whatever.
It's long. April till September. Long, huh?
Yeah.
It looks like there's some presale going on at 9 a.m.
Wow. That's actually a really long run. I wonder if it's just like a few nights a month or something. That's interesting. Oh my God, I'm just about out of time here. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in here. Oh, Axl Rose bit it on stage at a Vegas concert. Vegas.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I guess he got right back up and then went and got a towel off the side of the stage. Because I don't know if someone
sweated.
Spilled something
sure.
or what have you, but he wiped out pretty good. And that's going to do it for the 8 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Scott Budman,
possibly, is he?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, Jane. Throwback to the early days of Alice Radio. Do we have a request for, how about like Counting Blue Cars or something?
Ooh, I love that song.
That old one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who is that?
Dishwalla.
Okay.
Dishwalla.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I went to school with the drummer.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Georgie.
Georgie.
Do you ever do him?
No, but my girlfriend did.
Oh.
They were
fun.
Longtime sweethearts.
Oh.
Until she cheated on him.
Oh. No.
Oh, she cheated
she's so
on
dumb.
Him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he was going to stay with her?
She could have had Dishwalla money.
I know.
Oh. Georgie. Sorry about
she
that.
She was a real slut, though.
Oh. Well, the best girls always are. All right, let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FloorCraft San Francisco. Carpet One Floor and Home in San Francisco by celebrating its relax. Oh, boy.
Yeah, a lot of words.
It's Lee's. Is that less? Lee's Carpet and Home Center rebate event. Don't miss the opportunity to spruce up your home for the holidays and save. FloorCraft in San Francisco. FloorCraft. Home.com.
Ooh, that's a lot of words there.
Yeah, there are.
Yep.
A lot of stuff going on. Relax, it's Lee's Carpet.
Okay.
I don't know really what that...
I don't... Right.
We're going to be so expert at that, though, by the time that
Yeah. I'm going to work on that as soon as this break's done. Uh-huh. Anyway, now let's go to our guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Here he is, his triumphant return to the show. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hi, guys.
It's working. Yeah.
I am so sorry for the mess we had going on last time you called, but I appreciate
That's
you
okay.
calling back in. Now, you are calling to update us a little bit on the news that Apple has pledged $2.5 billion to fight California housing crisis. That's the headline. What do you know about this?
So this comes at a time when a lot of people here in the Bay Area are kind of ticked off at tech companies because they're responsible for so much of our housing problems. And those of you listening right now in cars are thinking, yeah, what about traffic? And that's a big part of it, too. And so recently we had Google step up and say, we'll throw $1 billion at the housing problem. Just a couple of weeks ago, Facebook did the same thing with $1 billion. And as of this morning, Apple says, we'll see your billion and we'll raise it and we'll throw in $2.5 billion to go towards low and middle income housing. And they've sort of broken it down, you know, an investment fund so that California can build housing, $1 billion towards mortgage assistance so people can actually do it, and then other money to sort of throw at land and development, homeless issues. And it's really, we're starting to see some tech companies step up to the plate and say, hey, we know we're kind of responsible for a lot of this, and now we're going to help house people.
So my question to you is, when they pledge a $2.5 billion chunk of money, are they going to hold on to the money and people will have to go for the, or are they just giving that to the California government and allowing the government to disappear it?
Yeah, you know, so the first time home buyer assistance fund already exists in California. Apple will say, we will contribute $1 billion to that, which already exists.
Okay, good.
So Apple won't have to administrate it, if that's a word. You know, it will already go towards that. And then the fund comes from Apple. $300 million, they say, is land that Apple already owns, largely, you know, down in the South Bay. They've been buying up a lot of land in San Jose. They say $300 million of that will be Apple land. That will be developed with housing units for low and middle income.
So,
you know,
land
units.
That's near these places, because that's a lot of the beef is, sure, you can build all the houses you want out in the Central Valley. That's not going to help the people who are trying to work here. So this is local
and,
land that they're pledging will be low and middle income.
Right, because they own a lot of land around here. You guys were talking about some of the big landowners earlier in the show, and Apple is one of them. And now they're saying some of that will actually go towards helping people. And yeah, because people will say, look, if you build housing out in Tracy and all that, it's all that does. Granted, people can live there, but it really means people are trapped in their cars for longer and longer every morning. But if you build it locally, near where people work, near public transit, that's sort of the goal, because that gets people to public transit, off the roads, to work faster, back home to their families faster, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So do you think this is... Well, I know that we're dealing with an election sort of process that's in place. I know Elizabeth Warren has been talking or running on one of her things is we need to break up the tech companies.
Right.
Is this their way of combating that politically? Or do you think they truly feel like they can help fix the problems created by the giant amount of income their employees make?
Well, I think you're right on the political thing. I mean, that's not even sounding cynical. The reason people want to break these companies up is because they're too rich, they're too big, they cause too many problems. The political move would be to say, okay, we own up to some of that. Let's fix some of these problems and throw money at these problems, because that's one thing we have a whole lot of. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to get some goodwill. Remember, you know, 5-10 years ago, people were like, hey, the tech industry is great. It's solving all these problems. It's getting us around. The last couple of years have been... They're hurting us. They're, you know, driving up values. They are violating our privacy. Uber is crazy. And so now, you know, they want to come in and say, hey, we can be a force for good. What do we have to do that with? Piles and piles of cash.
All your money that we have.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us on that? Or are we to, at this point, just be happy Apple's doing this? And at a later date, maybe we will or won't see this come to fruition? Do we have a date?
Right, that's the thing. Yeah, we need to see this. I mean, a lot of it, you know, $50 million goes directly to the homeless. These are people who need it yesterday. You know, $150 million straight to a housing fund to help things that are already being built. That needs to be built yesterday. So, yeah, I would say, you know, the thing to do is hold their feet to the fire and make sure this money gets done. And the good news is Apple steps forward at a time where people were saying, hey, what about Apple? They're the richest company in the world. Why aren't they helping? And now, you know, we've seen Facebook, Google, Apple. What about the other companies? Let's see them.
Stanford has a lot of land.
You know, I was just going to say that the story that I read over the weekend was about the landowners in the Bay Area, and Stanford is bigger by far than, I mean, I think you could combine Google and Apple and Stanford's still bigger.
Right. You can combine a few companies and Stanford's still bigger. They own so much land, and, you know, they're always fighting with the governments in Palo Alto and that sort of thing to do their own thing. But right, a lot of that land could certainly go towards, you know, help for those who need it most. And what do people need the most around here? Housing. Right. And that would go a long way towards, you know, helping people get jobs, get places to live, and not have to drive in from Tracy. That's just amazing. You know, people shouldn't have to do that.
Right. I don't know if you know the answer to this. This is something I've thought about quite a bit because we do internships here. And I wonder, do you know if the tech companies do specific outreach here in the Bay Area to get interns from the Bay Area and not recruiting out in other countries or other states, but directly hiring interns from local schools and helping them get jobs in this area so they can stay where they were raised?
Yes, they do. They have programs through Stanford, through San Jose State, through Berkeley to get internships, and they're very, very good paid internships. Some of these internships are really well paid. Those of us who've done media internships back in the day know that they're often not, but these tech internships are really well paid, and they're local, and they're often pipelines into jobs at places like Facebook and Google.
Right.
So there is some of that, and that's good because, you know, right now, if you're a college student in the Bay Area, no matter how well you're doing and how bright your future is, you're probably nervous about the idea of living in the Bay Area, right, Sarah?
Yep.
You know, your sons are probably like, well, been nice knowing you, but once I graduate from Berkeley or Santa Cruz,
gotta move to Wyoming.
Right.
Cheap
exactly.
There.
Yeah, we're in the same place, and so it's tough to tell young people, hey, this is great. You're going to get that tech job, and they're like, tech job? I got to get out of here. So the tech company.
I don't want nine roommates.
Well, good. Right. I'm happy to hear that because I do think that that's helping hire people here in the Bay Area is one way that people the money that they're paying out to these people who are sort of, as many would say, destroying the housing market and gentrifying all the local towns, especially here in San Francisco. At least there's a situation where someone can stay home.
Yep.
And earn
right.
the money.
No, you're absolutely right.
Here.
And good on them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much, Scott.
Scott Budman,
anytime.
NBC Bay Area.
Well, no, not last.
Thank you, guys.
Not last hour.
No,
not anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, you guys.
That went well.
It did.
I liked
it. Smooth as glass.
Very, very nicely done. Hey, the Pats lost over the weekend, last night to be exact,
That's
to the
right.
Ravens. And on Monday Night Football tonight, Giants, Cowboys. Go Giants.
Sure.
Just because I don't like the Cowboys. Here are some things you can look forward to in November. While Terminator Dark Fate has already happened, Charlie's Angels is coming.
Oh.
Also, Frozen 2.
Oh,
Mr. Rogers.
The Tom Hanks one.
Uh-huh. It's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That's interesting.
Disney streaming launches on November 12th.
I'm getting that. That Mandalorian looks so good.
You know what just happened to me?
What?
Something called The Descendants. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. And I've heard, is that a Disney show?
It's a Disney show. It's apparently the kids of some of their villains.
Okay. Because I saw a lot of costumes of that
yes.
on Thursday night.
It's huge, and now my daughter's into it.
Uh-oh. Mm.
So she plowed through Descendants 1, 2, and 3.
Oh. Is it a movie or series?
They're movies.
Okay.
As I understand it. I'm just getting to know it, though.
All right.
And I didn't enjoy it much.
Mm.
A lot of singing.
Is there still going to be a Disney Channel?
A lot of singing and
or
dancing.
Is it only...
I don't know, but that leads me to the Disney streaming launches November 12th. Their new shows include High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
Oh, boy.
And more. Oh, Forky Asks a Question. There's a lot going to be in
Forky.
from my guest from Toy Story,
Toy Story 4.
I haven't seen it yet. Hmm. And then The Mandalorian, which you just mentioned.
The Mandalorian looks amazing.
I agree. It looks like a movie.
It looks like a sci-fi western.
The third season premiere of The Crown. Didn't you just say you watched that?
No, I watched The King, movie on Netflix. The Crown is that also a Netflix show? The Crown?
It is.
I only watched the first season of that. I didn't continue with that.
We've got Thanksgiving on the 28th. Veterans Day is on the 11th.
Boy, there's a lot this month, isn't there? 28th, all the way at the end. My birthday? Human's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Let me write that down.
Isla's birthday's already won. The 19th.
And then when's Human's?
The 15th.
You guys going to throw a joint party?
We're not.
What?
I'm not having a party.
What do you mean?
I'm getting too old for that crap.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Apparently, someone... Where is this out of? Orinda. Did you hear about this party?
Yeah. Horrible. Yes, the Airbnb awful. Thing. Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Orinda, I've never been, but they're grieving over a Halloween shooting. They're saying that someone took out an Airbnb rental and then threw a party. They had said that it was going to be a party for a small group of family members to the people who own the
family
home.
Family reunion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And went on to throw a party, although it still sounds fairly small. As far as parties go, it didn't sound like it was... They made noise, but they weren't like... The parties that I used to go to in high school used to get so ruined.
The houses would be ruined.
No, and the parties. I mean, it was just that the word would get around, right. And they would be way too big for the house that was there.
Right.
And so would be out in the street and down the street and into the park, neighboring parks, before police could get there. And by then it was there were helicopters. It was everything to get rid of these parties. So it wasn't like that, but it was bad enough, or enough people had shown up, unknowns, I guess, that there was a shooting and 5 people were killed.
Mm. Wow. This was on Halloween night or on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now Airbnb is feeling threatened because they're saying, she said she was holding a family reunion for 12 people, and they say the party drew dozens of guests, mostly in their teens and 20s.
Oh.
That's from law enforcement. Neighbors began calling police to complain at 9 p.m.
Oh.
And deputies were driving to the house when shots rang out.
Oh.
3 people died at the scene. One was pronounced dead later at the hospital, and a 5th succumbed to her wounds late Friday evening. 4 others were also injured. Mm. These are very young people that were hurt in this. So I thought I'd report that. Airbnb, I don't know what to say about it. I sure wouldn't do that with my house.
It does seem like you're rolling the dice.
I'm sure plenty of people are making a ton of dough.
Yep.
Or you're going to be watching porn someday and go, hey, that's my living room.
That could happen.
What in the?
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they used grandma's vase for what?
What'd they do with it?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Two girls, one cup. I don't know. One vase?
Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay, so you shouldn't.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I've seen videos of people seeing it and went, well, I guess I'm not watching that. You, though, you saw the videos of people seeing it and went, oh, I got
to
see that.
Well, I had to see what was happening there. And then when I did, I just thought.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Humans have finally gone too far.
Can't unsee that.
No, which is why I'll never see it.
You know, I laugh with the Jackass guys. I think they're so funny and entertaining and charming in their own weird way. And yet, it just seems like two girls and one
two
cup?
Girls, one
it's
cup,
just
yeah.
so far off of the fun and frivolity of those boys. It takes it to the level where you just go, we're lost.
Jackass has gotten to that point for me one time. Like, there's this green mountain. Did you see that one? Where it's a volcano, I think, and it starts erupting.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
It's so dumb. They paint it. And so all you see is this little hump, and it starts exploding stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you don't know what it is until they zoom out, and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, what is
that? Is that someone's butt?
Yeah.
They painted someone's butt.
So you can't tell what it is. And I was like, I turned it off after that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he must have
it's
taken
all,
some
it's
laxative
all over,
soup.
Everyone. Yucky. Oh, my God. That is just not right.
Man, now I got to think about that one.
I don't want to. I'm just not going to think about it.
Yo.
Oh, boy. It's a volcano. Is it?
There's a 19-year-old guy named Gursimran Singh, who's a student at Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Okay.
His dorm window faces a building of a Fortune 500 banking tech company called NCR. Singh is a computer science major, and he wanted to get an internship at NCR, so he came up with a plan, and he used Post-its to write, "Hire me," on his window.
Oh.
NCR saw it and responded by writing, "Email?" question mark. In Post-its on their window.
Oh, my God.
He gave them his email, and after his interview, he got the internship.
How funny.
Way to go, young man.
Well, that's
done.
Very creative.
Here, take a look at it.
Oh, let's have a look.
It's funny. It's cute.
Oh, that is cute. Hire me in a little smiley face. Isn't that cute?
I like to see it. He went for it.
And then he puts his... Let's see. Do they show the response?
I don't know. I haven't watched the whole story yet.
That's okay. That's good enough. I'm glad
and
he got the gig.
And then there's the email. And then he puts out his email address.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, "Patriots lost. Sarah, this is what happens when they play a competitive team."
Well, you can't win them all, guys. Unless you're the 49ers, and then you've won them
yeah!
all.
Go Niners. 510 says, "The Paul Rudd Show is great."
Oh.
They love it. He's a likable dude.
There's something about Paul Rudd that I like so much. It's just little puppy dog eyes.
And I only watched, I think we saw two episodes. You know what I ended up doing on Saturday night?
What?
We watched Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Oh.
The second season's been put up, and I love it.
Yeah, you've raved about that.
I really like it, and I don't know what the deal is with that dude. What's his name? John Krasinski?
Krasinski, yeah.
He's like, just... He's not good looking enough to be too good looking, but he's pulling it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like sometimes
there's something about him.
You go like, Pierce Brosnan, you're just too handsome.
He's too handsome.
I just don't
yeah.
believe you're going to win a fight or be in one.
Right. But this John Krasinski
guy. He's just kind of,
sure.
you know, he's got the beard, so he looks a little scrappy. Mm. And he's obviously been in the gym, and but he's pulling it. Works. So try it. Everybody, it's pretty good.
Right.
They're on the
well,
second
those are great.
Season.
They're great books. Do they stick with the books at
you
all?
You want to hear something trippy? Yeah,
totally.
As we're watching it and they're doing the credits in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
it says executive producer Tom Clancy. I'm like, he's dead.
Oh.
That guy died.
Paying his estate?
Well, it's clearly his estate has some say in how right. his stuff's done. But they don't list it, you know, Tom Clancy Enterprises or.
Right. They just give him a credit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hot Ones is so good. They have tons of types of celebrities like rappers, comedians, actors, etc. And at all different levels, it's not just A-list.
So this
Hot
is the
Ones.
Show. It's a YouTube show where people are eating progressively hotter wings throughout the interview.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know what they... I've seen people actually have sweat rolling down their face and
tears.
Start choking.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty funny. As they're trying to just like be I'm casual.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.